Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact and Income. It's Dustin Hill, and I'm so glad that you're here. Thanks for checking this out. And it's so good to be here on this Friday. Just really looking forward to the weekend. We have some family coming. It's going to be really fun to see them and just to be with the kids and really spend that time. And it's been so fun for me because, you know, recently I've really realized that like I just want to figure out like a better system for my business. And I've talked about that some, about not doing things in the evenings and then not being busy Saturdays and things like that. It's just like, it's been so refreshing to be able to do that. And it actually totally ties into what we're going to talk about today, which is, you know, what do you do when someone gives you advice that clashes with your idea or your plan or whatever that might be, you know? And so I've had a couple experiences recently that have led me to talk about this. And so, you know, I've talked about this mini summit idea, and I'm excited to kind of coin that term. So don't take it if you're listening right now. No, I'm just kidding. But I really think like with summits, like, which is basically where you have typically 10 to 30 to 80 people that help with this event, and, you know, and typically the host will do all these interviews with them and then put on this really awesome event where there's all these recordings and this type of stuff. And summits are so powerful. It's an amazing way to grow your business. If you've never done it, you should totally look at it. But one of the things that I see a lot is people are saying like, oh, it just like, it doesn't, like it just takes so much time or whatever, you know. It's like, oh, it's just so much work that you have to put in and different things. And yes, that's true, but like it's still so powerful. And that's why for me, I'm like, okay, you know what? How can we use this in a way that's not so intense, but it's still super valuable, right? And so that's the idea of a mini summit. So that's what I'm going to start doing every month, where I interview 4 to 5 different people. And so I have this going on, and I did the Massive Impact Challenge last month, which was essentially like a mini summit, right? We had like 4 other people come on and I spoke as well. And so it was really cool. And it was kind of a way to test that out and see how it works. And it was awesome. And there's things that I learned that I'm going to change going forward. But I was thinking through it and I was like, okay, well, what would be like, because one of the things I have to do is if I have recordings and things like that, then I have to create a new product in my website manager, which is Kajabi. And then I have to do these other things going forward, like make new graphics and all this type of stuff. And I'm like, it's kind of like, it'd be nice to not have to do that every single month. If I could just have something that, you know, people could opt into. And I was thinking like, honestly, there's some people that would just love to get the replays every month, right? So maybe it's not as expensive as it is once because you're paying every month or whatever. But just thinking through that, I'm like, huh, that could be interesting because it would make my life easier. And I'm excited actually to talk about this too in the future about like keeping things simple, because that's like the theme of the things that I've learned this week. It's just keeping things simple. But what happened here though, is I'm like, okay, so I'm thinking, let's do this monthly thing rather than just selling recordings every month. Like let's do a monthly membership where people can then get the replays and they can go. And I was like, maybe we could do even private Q&A. And like, there's some other cool things that we could do with that. I'm like, yeah, that could be pretty cool. And so I'm going down and I'm asking some people for advice, you know, in my coaching group that I'm in right now, asking, you know, hey, what do you guys think about this? Especially for, you know, Josh, my coach. And, you know, I had someone else chime in who I really look up to, and I think he's an amazing entrepreneur. And he gave me some advice as well. And he's just like, anytime he hears like a course or like membership, it's just like, no, run away. Like, that's not something you want to do right now. Like, you want to do that down the road, like once you have things more established or whatever. And to be honest, that makes sense to a point. But what I wanted to bring up here though too, is that while I'm grateful for that advice, grateful for the, hey, you know, you should watch out for this. Like, I think that's great. But the one thing you got to do is you got to make sure that you take that advice, you look at it objectively, and then you decide if that makes sense for you or not. Because if you go, like, I've subscribed to a lot of different, you know, entrepreneur, you know, like challenges and products and things like that. And so my newsfeed, like on YouTube or on Facebook, like when I get ads, it's like typically around business. And so I see all sorts of things, and everyone has figured out this magic formula that does the thing that they're looking to do. And, you know, and there's all these, and the thing is, there's so many different options out there that really all of them can work. It's just depending on what you're doing. And so that was the thing though, is when I heard this, it really, like, again, having someone that I admire, I look up to, that has a lot of experience, I saw that and I was like, okay, so maybe this isn't, maybe I shouldn't do this kind of monthly membership that I was thinking about. But then I started to dive into it and look at, okay, but what is my situation versus his situation? So this person that I admire, they do a lot on the phone. Like there's a lot of kind of introductory phone calls and then other sales calls. And like, it's just, but also like that's his full-time thing. And he has a lot more time to do that type of stuff. And so I'm looking at it from my point of view and saying, okay, like I have dedicated time in the morning to work on my business, but then during the day I'm working a full-time job. And so I'm just in a different situation. And so looking at all of this has been really beneficial for me to be able to look at that and say, okay, it's great, you know, insight. I appreciate the insight, but like, I'm going to look at this information and then decide for myself. And that's the thing that you really have to do is just decide for yourself. And I think for me, for the longest time, I was always looking for that external validation or for someone else to say, hey, this is the thing that you need to do, or making sure that that's going to fit with, you know, what they think. And you've done this before, so I guess I need to do that. But like, just realizing that we're all in very different situations. And so it's just important for us to look at what do we want to do and how do we want to do things. And so, you know, for me, I'm so grateful for the company I work at Move right now. And I love the people there, and there's just some awesome things that we're doing. And so in my situation, I'm not like, okay, I have to leave like tomorrow or like in 6 months. Like, and if that was the case, then I would shift things in how I'm doing it. But for me, it's like, it actually, you know, this monthly membership actually makes a lot of sense because it's something that would be less on the fulfillment side. So I can focus in the morning and do these things, do a monthly summit to, you know, provide value to these, you know, experts, to the audience, to everybody, and then continue to grow my business. And so over time, be able to continue to figure those things out. And so it's really important. Like if, you know, again, if someone's idea or their advice clashes, and even if it's from your coach, like if you have a coach, there's times where their advice may not be totally the right thing. And it may be something that's like, okay, I appreciate that. And now I'm going to have to weigh everything that I know and decide what's the best for me, because really you're the only one that truly knows what's the best for your situation. Whether that's like, can you fulfill on that? Can you, you know, put the time and energy into it? And energy is a huge one too. You know, if it's not something that's going to light you up, then it might not be the right thing to do. You know, I'm not saying that you should only do things that light you up, but at the same time, if you are going down a path that is not fulfilling you as a person, how long do you think you're going to stick to that? Probably not that long, right? Like it's probably not going to be that long, because it'll wear on you time over time over time. That's where for me, I've loved being able to interview others. I've loved putting on these summits and being able to be a host. It's just been so fun, and I just really enjoy that. And so I'm like, man, I look forward to doing a summit every single month. And other people are kind of like, you're crazy, you know, but that's why I'm creating this kind of new model of a mini summit, which I think is super cool. And I'm excited to roll that out and to provide, you know, more data to all of you too, to say like, oh yeah, hey, this actually works. And, you know, again, I've done it once. And so, you know, we'll kind of keep going with that and see how that goes. But like, to me, that's something that does light me up and it makes me excited. And so I'm excited to be able to kind of do that path. And so really working through that. And just a quick another example too, is that this week I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about, you know, how they decided to finally quit their job and kind of make the leap to do, they were doing like a photography business at first. And so it's a married couple that they had just gotten married. And then, you know, the husband was like, hey, you should totally leave. You should leave, you know, your job. And she was working at In-N-Out, but everything was pretty stable and was going. And you know, he saw like the potential though with this and was already making some money doing it and things. And so she finally decided to do it. And one of her comments was, oh man, I wish I would have done that sooner. Like I should have done it sooner. And, you know, listening to that podcast again, it was another one of those moments of like, and I had, you know, my sister actually too mentioned the same thing. Well, just make sure you leave soon enough, right? type of thing. And so it kind of got me wondering, well, maybe I should change what I'm doing and be like, you know, I'm going to go more high ticket and just change what I'm doing. But then it just had to, you know, remember again, like this is advice. This is great. And I'm grateful for the things that are shared, but I need to decide for myself, what do I want to do? And doing, you know, some of the, the you know, a bunch of sales calls and really just filling my calendar and reaching out to people on DMs all the time. Like, I don't want to go down that route. I just don't. And so I'm not going to. I'm going to pave my own way and choose the things that I want to do. And yes, there's pros and cons to doing each of these things, but I'm really excited for the path that I'm going forward of this monthly summit idea. And then also that allows me in the meantime to be working on other products or things like that, that can continue to fill, you know, my pipeline, fill the membership and different things like that. And so I'm really excited about doing that. And I just, again, it just comes down to deciding. And so that's the thing I want to leave you with, is that it's really up to you to decide what's best for you, what's best for your family as well, because you're ultimately the one that gets to decide, and you're the one that's going to fulfill on it. You're the one that's going to wake up every day and do this. So you should choose the thing that you really want to do and that you love. So hopefully that helps you today. Appreciate you, being a part of this. And I hope that, if you're on the podcast, that you've already subscribed, that you rate and review, that you'll share. And no matter what, I hope that you're sharing this as well, because it's just, free content for the masses, but it's fun. And I'm excited to see the growth of this as well, which is another reason for the monthly summits too. It'll be fun to see how this impacts a podcast too. So excited to be able to do that and to share the information that I have with you as well, going forward with that. So thanks again for tuning in. Hope you have a blessed rest of your week.